Yeah, I think you just have heard that the European Research Council, fantastic instrument, I fully agree. However, we have a problem with it because it essentially funds, as you said, individual researchers, which is okay. But we need to work together. We need to make big projects, and there the funding has to come differently. The funding has to come from the public sector in the countries which are participating in this science. So, and the key issue here is not just for a project. ERC grants are usually a few years. Now we must work over decades. We need stability. Stability means sustainability in funding. So we need a commitment from the partner countries, from the partner funding agencies. Now this commitment means, of course, trust. The partners have to trust each other that everybody fulfills the commitment which they have pledged, and trust between the funding agencies and the scientists over years, over decades. And then we can do this fantastic long-term basic science like we do at CERN now since 70 years. And CERN is still a beacon where young people want to be, where young people want to do their research. So in order to support that, to promote that, we need sustainable funding. We need the funding agencies really committing into this project. And we need the trust between the people. And I have another example on that. And that maybe I can get another 5 minutes on my beloved project, which is called SESAME. Has anybody heard about SESAME? Oh, at least, well, this is not very many, a few people. Sorry? Yeah, so a few more people. What is SESAME? SESAME is synchrotron light for experimental sciences and applications in the Middle East. It is an infrastructure. The idea came up more than 20 years ago to build an infrastructure modeled according to CERN in the Middle East. But you cannot, of course, do only one science there. You have to find something which covers a lot of different sciences, from physics, medicine, to archaeology. And so it's a synchrotron radiation facility. And the members of these synchrotron radiation facilities are Pakistan, Turkey, Cyprus, Egypt, Jordan, Israel, Palestine, and Iran. It is a challenging composition, but it shows what science can do, because it works. The facility works since 5 years, produces excellent science, and again, like in the ERC, it has to be excellent science. So the projects have to be excellent. The projects are ranked by international group of scientists. The facility is oversubscribed by a factor of 2. And I can only say it really runs with a very small budget. The sustainability is difficult. But we have many friends in the world who help to keep this facility running with in-kind contributions or other contributions. So I think this is the best example what science can do together with politics or with diplomats who want to bring in their region the science up and also the understanding between the peoples. This is the main part, the understanding. Yeah. They are talking with each other. They are working with each other. We need more of such facilities, and that could be also your job. You could help us to build another facility in the world, not only in the developed world, but in regions where the young people are eager to do something, eager. They are thirsty. They have thirst for science, for education. And such a facility is just great.
And of course it would